Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Lord has been speaking to us, I believe. Has He been speaking to us?
Yes, sir.
We are on proper understanding of money, at least the third series. Proper understanding of money. And this is the third part. And then we intentionally had to use the word money. We had to use the word money. We had to use the word money because we wanted it to be clear. You know, money there was stand for us for riches. Is that not so?
Yes.
So we had to use that term. Series 1, we spoke so much about going back to the beginning, is that not so? And then we established certain things. You need to get this message and listen to it over and over and over again. And then in series 2, we focused so much on the old man, is that not so? It is the old man that looks for money because of the curse. Do you remember? Did God help you yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Did you enter rest yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Don't close your eyes, young lady. Did you enter rest yesterday?
Yes.
Don't doze now. Hallelujah. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Okay, today, we, by the grace of God, we'll be looking at understanding riches from the Old Testament, and by tomorrow we will be going to understanding riches from the New Testament. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
All right. Understanding riches from the Old Testament, understanding riches from the New Testament, and then we go back to the laws and the principles that guides riches on the earth, and then we end with the budding, you know, in the heart of God concerning the kingdom. Okay, now, I think the Lord Himself is helping my own heart as I'm learning. So we want to do a study. It's a study. Now, we want to go back and see what is God's understanding. Not God's understanding. What is God communicating to us in respect to money, in respect to riches, in respect to wealth? What is the Bible is our textbook. The Bible is our standard. So what does the Bible has to say? What do we see in God's word? What can we glean from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? You will remember that the New Testament admonished us that we must glean into the Old Testament, because there are things there we have to learn. We don't just say, oh, we are New Testament people, so we have to stay with Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. No. We can also glean from the Old Testament. Because if you don't understand the Old Testament, you cannot properly understand the New Testament. And if you don't understand the New Testament, you can't properly understand the Old Testament. So they are interwoven. Are you following that? So now let's look at, let's go back to Genesis. Lord help us in Jesus' name. We are going to start from somewhere. And we want to see, oh hallelujah, we want to trace. Let your heart be open as we trust Baba to help us. We want to trace. Now first, turn your Bible to Genesis, and I will quickly rush over something. In the book of Genesis, you find that God created the heavens and the earth, and then God made man in His own image. Is that not so?
Yes.
And then the first man, Adam, was not created to spend. He's not spending money.
Yes.
There was no market. Are you following this? There was nothing to buy because he owned everything. The first woman on the earth, Eve, didn't need to spend. And everything was available. Is that okay? So what brought about the idea of spending was the fall of man. Do you understand? So it was in the fall that brought about struggles and sweat and labor and tilling and curses and woes and poverty and all of that. Do you get that? Now, we now saw something that is very crucial. I saw something in my Bible and it's exciting. As I see that God did not keep anything secret. I'm telling you, the Bible is very interesting and very, very exciting. Turn your Bible now to Genesis chapter 10. Because if you look at it, you know, after the fall, then you talk about the issue of Noah, you know, the Tower of Babel and all of that. You understand? You know, the flood and all that. You get it? After Noah, then we come here. We come to, because in chapter 9, you talk about God's covenant with Noah. And then in chapter 10, you see something very amazing. Can we just enjoy the word of God together? Now, I'll be reading a new, because we have, by the grace of God, a lot of things to talk about, which I pray we're able to finish. So I will be reading. Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
Now, in Genesis chapter 10, this is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Who is Shem, Ham, and Japheth? The sons of Noah. Is that alright? But in order for you to have a little glimpse of understanding, go to Genesis chapter 9 and see from verse 18. The sons of Noah, are you with me?
Yes,
the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the these three sons of Noah. And from them came the people who were scattered over the whole earth. Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, Noah, a man of the soil. Can I have another translation? Talk to me, verse 20. Okay, he was a farmer. You see that? So, Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded, that means a farmer. He planted a vineyard. When he drank some of the wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Do you understand what happened there?
Yes.
Ham saw the nakedness, did nothing about it. What did he practically do there? He dishonored the father. Yes. You see that? You saw your father's nakedness and then you just came out and reported it. Do you understand? And then what is Shem and Japheth did? They took a garment and went out backwards. You understand? And did what? And covered their father. Now the funniest thing is that when their father woke up from his drunkenness, he knew what happened. So he said, Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father's naked and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders and then they walked in backwards and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned the other way so that they would not see their father naked. Verse 24, are you with me in verse 24?
Yes.
When Noah awoke from his wine and found out what his youngest son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan." You see that now? Please, let's follow. He cursed who now? He cursed Ham. Is that not so? The father of Canaan. Cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves, will he be to his brothers. He also said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem." Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. May Canaan be slave of Shem. May God extend Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tent of Shem. Are you following?
Yes.
Are you seeing Shem there?
Yes.
Now, may Canaan be the slave of Japheth. So, Canaan, that means Ham, is supposed to be the slave of Shem, and the Shem and the slave of Japheth. Do you get it? All because of what? So many generations unborn to them will be slaves. Are you together?
Yes,
they will be slaves just by the action of their forefather. Now the word gene is very powerful. The word gene. You know, from the word gene you have generations. And you have genealogy. You know, the word generation is people born as a result of a man. A man gave a seed to a woman and then they kept giving birth. Those seeds given birth to are called generations, and also from the word gene. Gene is in your body. So you see, the word gene is traceable to the person that carried that DNA. You know, say, well, let's check the father. Maybe the gene in him is the same. You know, the word DNA. You are talking about gene. Now, the word genealogy is a study of your ancestors, the how you were born, tracing your ancestors. That's what genealogy. So it's from the word gene. So you find out that this brother named Ham, he did what was wrong, and all the seed inside him carried it. Because all it, you know, for example, that's why you must be careful. Why? What did God say to Abraham? God said to Adam that you are cursed. The day you eat, you shall die. How many people did God cursed? Every seed inside Adam was cursed. That means all of us were cursed inside Adam. Because we were in his loins. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? We will take questions later. So, also what Shem did. Do you understand me? What Ham did. The curse, Ham. If you read from verse 1, it says Ham is the father of Canaan. Don't worry about the names. Don't worry about the names. Because when you talk about the land of Canaan, Ham is their father. Are you following? So, do you understand to this point I've explained? Do you understand? Now, let's read on. And then after he placed the blessing and all that, after the flood, Noah lived 350 years. Noah lived a total of 950 years and then he died. Chapter 10 now, I read from verse 1. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons, who themselves had sons after the flood. The sons of Japheth, they are who? Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphat, Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, the Kiriath, and the Rodanites. From these are the maritime people. Can I have another translation? We are establishing something about money and wealth. It's a study. Don't be tired. Go on.
From this, the coastland people of the Gentiles.
The coastland. What are the coastland? Can I have another translation?
This were the distant lands.
No, I need another translation. That verse 4.
The descendants
Verse 5.
They were the ancestors of the people who lived along the coast.
Now that tells you that these people live near what? Near seas, near oceans. When you say maritime, if you hear maritime, they lived along coastland. Did you see coastland in your own Bible?
Yes.
Coastland is lands beside the sea. So it means that those people's job were related with water. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
We are establishing from the Bible how people chose their profession. Are you following me? Let your spirit be awake. We are on a journey. These are maritime people. Now, if you go further, you see some people are people who are hunters. You see it in the Bible. So this is how people get to meet some work. You say, share one baba one. You get to some land in Yoruba land. People do the work of their forefathers. They hand over to some people. Are you following?
Yes.
So you see that they were talking about the sons of Japheth now. Let's move to the sons of Ham. Who is Ham? Verse 6. Who is Ham? What did he do? He disowned his father. Now see, they said the sons of Ham. Who are they?
Cush.
Can I have another word for Cush there? Any other word? No other. Now Cush, then next word was? So Ham is the father of Africa. Egypt is in where? Cush is Libya.
There's
Canaan there too. And yes, now he's the father of Cush, he's the father of Egypt, he's the father of Put, he's the father of Canaan. You understand? I'm only establishing for you that you have there Cush, you have there Egypt. What do you have in your own Bible?
Libya.
No, that Cush is what? What did you mention there? Start again, verse 6. Okay. Then I think somebody was mentioning Ethiopia there.
Yes.
Where? Read it for me.
Ham's descendants had their own languages, tribes, and land.
Mm-hmm.
Ethiopia, Egypt, Put, and Canaan.
They were what? Ethiopia,
Egypt,
Put,
and Canaan.
That's the word I'm looking for. Cush is Ethiopia. I missed it. It's not Libya. Now you find that Cush and Egypt, they are what? Africa. So who is the father of Africans? Ham. What was placed upon him? Curse. You shall be slaves. Do you understand?
Yes.
I'm tracing that with you. That's why we always serve. Slave trade. Who were they taken as slaves? Of course, it may have spread to other places, but where did slave trade reach? Now, can we fail me to go to man begin to even trace? Because Egypt, Cush, Put, and Canaan, slave issue must be there. Are you following? But we are so sure of these two places. It's Africa. Now, we may not be able to trace how things spread, but they are just telling you that this man named Ham is the father of Africans. Do you understand? Now, I'm just tracing. What am I first tracing with you? We're tracing the Bible. So, where you have slaves, you should have poverty. Where you have, blessed be God of Japheth, blessed be God. It's not as if there will not be poor people there. Are you following me now? That tells you why some nations automatically are just in the ruling section. Are you following me? Now, if we do genealogy study, we might not finish in 1 year. But we want to trace every tribe. That's a big work. That's not what God sent us to do. But are you following me? Now, you see now that in chapter 10, you now read on, you will now find out that they went on. Cush was the father of Nimrod. I'm in verse 8. Are you following me?
Yes.
Who became a mighty warrior on the earth. You see, these ones are soldiers. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, Cush was the father of Nimrod, who became a mighty warrior on the earth. So you see that generally Africans are what? Fighters. Are you following?
Yes.
Now you read on like that. See verse 13. Are you in verse 13?
Yes.
Are you in verse 13?
Yes, sir.
Egypt was the father of the Ludite and all of that. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now go to verse 22. Am I missing it? Don't miss this. Are we together?
Yes.
What is in verse 22? Somebody read for me.
Yes.
The sons of Shem.
Yes.
Listen, you know, we have left Brother Japheth. We have gone to Brother Ham. We have now come back to Shem. Do you know it is Shem that they said, what is his name? Ham will be a slave to Shem, will be a slave to Japheth. And they even said also there that Japheth, may Japheth live in the tents of Shem. Do you understand? That tells you Shem was placed higher. Am I saying something?
Yes.
We are tracing the issue of riches, wealth, money. It is well. I am a brother who has children. So we must manage our hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you following scriptures? Now what do you see now in verse 22? The sons of Shem are Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram. The sons of Aram is Hus, All, and so on like that. Go on, you see two sons, blah blah blah. 26, Joktan was the father of, are you following?
Yes.
And then the region of here and there. These are the clans of Noah's sons according to their lines of descent with their nation from and all of that. Then chapter 11 talk about the Tower of Babel. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now go to chapter 11 and go now to chapter 11 verse 10. You see, they are still now talking about who again?
Shem.
Which Shem is that?
The one that was cursed.
The Shem that was blessed.
Yeah.
2 years after the flood, when Shem was 100 years old, he became the father of Arphaxad. You see, it's as if they are now going to deep details. Are you getting it? And they still said that when Ebal and then you see all his own children. Are you getting it? Are you getting it?
Yes.
Verse 24. When Nahor, who is Nahor now? That means Nahor is found in the descendant of Shem,
yes,
the one that was blessed.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
At least 29 years, he became the father of Terah. And who is Terah? Terah is the father of Abraham. You see where you are? Did you get that story?
Yes.
All the story we've made. So you see that Abraham's blessing is traceable. Are we together? I said, are we together?
Yes.
Now, I want you to understand God's concept of blessing in the Old Testament. It is by your actions that you are blessed or cursed. Now, God's blessing. Are we following?
Yes,
sir. Aha. So then we now got to Genesis chapter 12. You now see the Lord God saying to Abraham, come out of your father's house. Yes, Shem was blessed. But the kind of blessing I want to establish with you is not the type that Noah pronounced upon Shem. I'm calling you out for something different. Are you following me? So God said, leave your father. Leave your kindred. And then go to chapter 12. What did chapter 12 say? Mm-hmm. Get out of your country,
from your family,
from your father's house,
to a land I will show you.
Stop. And then God began to bless him. Is that not so?
Yes.
I will make you a great nation. Now, take note that when God called him out, did he have material things?
Yes.
He had cattle.
Yes.
He had men servants.
Yes.
He has maid servants. So, you all of us see there that a man can be rich, yet there's no blessing of God upon him, as it were. Do you understand?
Yes.
But we're still going to really make that robust. Don't forget that we'll still begin to see some things, you know, later on. You'll find out that, don't forget the family of Ham. They are cursed. Do you understand? They will be slaves. Do you understand? Let's just go on. So you see God now saying to him, I will make you a blessing. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And all of that. And all of that. Now, we now saw now that after that in Genesis chapter 12, you move to Genesis chapter 22. You will see something about who there. About Abraham being tested. And then look at verse 20. Abraham, Genesis chapter 22. No, Genesis chapter 22. What do you see there? You see some, later God tested Abraham about Isaac, his son. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then in verse 13, he obeyed the Lord. In verse 15, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven and said, and in verse 16, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendant as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Did you see that? God first declared in chapter 12, I will bless you, make you a great nation, but you have to be tested to qualify for that statement. We are tracing God's concept of blessing in the Old Testament. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So we have moved from Shem, Ham, generations cursed, generations blessed, attitude of their fathers, and all of that. We are now focusing on people. Are you there?
Yes.
So you see Abraham, and when went on like that, and then Abraham gave birth to Isaac and Ishmael. Do you know that?
Yes.
Ishmael was first born by the slave woman, and then, do you understand? Now, when you get to chapter 23, Sarah died. Chapter 24, Isaac married Rebecca. You know that story.
Yes.
And then in chapter 25, Abraham died. And Isaac continued and all of that. Now, in a way, I want you to trace the fact that, do you know that when Agar was, you know, the son of Agar was behaving funny, and Sarah said, you mean the son of the slave woman will live with the son, my own son, send her away. You remember that kind of thing. Now, what do you find out that Abraham sent Agar and Ishmael away, but God still promised that Ishmael will be great. Look at Genesis chapter 21. And you are seeing God in the Old Testament blessing people. Now, starting from Abraham, God is the one now blessing people, because everything that comes out of Abraham is traceable to God's blessing. Now, you see in Genesis chapter 21, you see verse 8. The child grew, and that was Isaac. And then in verse number 10, are you in verse number 10?
Yes.
Genesis 21, verse 10. And she said to Abraham, get rid of the slave woman and son, for that woman's son will never share inheritance with my son Isaac. The matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, do not be so distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the slave into a nation also, because he is your offspring. Can I have another translation read verse 13 for me?
Yes, I will also make a nation of the son.
Mm-hmm.
Of the boy, because he is your seed.
Because he's your What was God simply saying? I will also bless Ishmael because he is of the seed of Abraham. I've already said whatever comes out of Abraham is blessed. So you find out that Ishmael himself and his descendants were blessed. And then you know Islam is traceable to Ishmael. Aha. So I will make every... If you now trace the Bible, you find out that Ishmael himself now gave birth to several sons. Kedah, Nebajot, and all of that. So you find out that that generation of Abraham, either from Ishmael or Isaac, is blessed. Are you getting it? We are following a process. Are you following? Because I want you to understand riches and money. He looks as if, let's just say what you have to say. Mm-mm. Are you following now? So you leave this brother now, you go back to Isaac. What do you notice about Isaac? Isaac is the one that God said in you. Is the offspring. You find out that if you now read from Genesis chapter 24-25, you find out that Isaac became very blessed. Such that when there is famine, if Isaac should do a planting, the thing will prosper. What blessing was upon him? As a result of the fact that the covenant was supposed to be in him. God's concept of riches in the Old Testament. You go away from that, Isaac gave back to Jacob and Esau. Yes or no?
Yes.
And again, Isaac wanted to bless. Is that not so?
Yes.
Are you seeing the concept of blessing? I bless you, Abraham. Different from the blessing Shem, your grandfather, carried. I'm the one blessing you. That was Noah placing a blessing on Shem. But now I'm calling you out in order to bless you. Now from you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now from there, you gave back to Ishmael. I will also raise Ishmael, but I'm going to establish my covenant with Isaac. Isaac now gave back to Esau and Jacob. Are you getting it now? You now find out that we have the issue of the twins thriving in their belly. You understand? And they went to ask. And the Lord said, the elder will serve the younger. We'll go back to that. Don't ask that question. Why did God make it like that? Don't ask that question now. So you now find out that, you know, Esau now said, please, I want to eat. Give me this. And he sold his birthright. Now you now find out that Isaac blessed Jacob. Is that not so?
Yes.
Jacob from there went away, carrying God's blessing upon his head. After he met the angel, he wrestled. Because he lied when he was in Laban's house. He was a very unstable man. You know Jacob was very unstable. I'm rushing now because I'm going somewhere. You now find out that Jacob wrestled with the angel. And the angel said, from now henceforth, your name shall be called what?
Israel.
For because you have wrestled with God and man and you prevail. Is that, are we together? Now you find out that we have moved from Abraham. Let's trace the blessing. We have moved to Abraham to what?
Isaac.
Why did we? Who did we leave out?
Ishmael.
We leave Ishmael out because not carrying the blessing.
Mm.
Please don't forget though. Are you with me?
Yes.
That he did not carry the blessing from Isaac to who?
Jacob,
who is also called?
Israel.
Why? Who did we leave out?
Esau.
We left who out here? Ishmael. Hope you know. Ishmael multiplied. Hope you know Esau also multiplied. Go and read your Bible.
Yes.
Do you understand that? Now, because Ishmael came out of Abraham, he will also be a great nation. Esau came out of Abraham, he will also be a great nation. Are you following me?
Yes.
They all multiplied. Don't forget that if you know Bible is so powerful. If you now go back to go and trace the life of Ham, the life of Japheth, it's all in lack. That's how the earth multiplied. Now we are tracing the covenant. Now you see the blessing on Jacob. Jacob became Israel. And here you have what? The 12 tribes of Israel. Now it tells you that when God was focused on Abraham, onto Isaac, onto Jacob, who had 12 tribes, 12 sons. Are you with me now? And these ones also began to multiply. So God's blessing came down upon a man and it rested on a nation. The blessing. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now listen. Hallelujah. Don't forget that Ishmael is also great. Now let's quickly do a digression. Go back to Genesis chapter 33 and look at verse number 5. Genesis chapter 33, I read from verse
5.
Now, do you know that Jacob has offended Esau? Esau was angry with him. Esau planned to kill him. He ran away. Rebecca helped Jacob to run away. Is that not so? He went all through, and then this time he was going to now meet Esau. Go on, please.
When Esau noticed the women and children,
Esau, because you know what Jacob now did? When he knew Esau was coming, he now sent his women, he sent his children, he sent all the properties, you know, so that Esau will meet with them. Go on, please.
Whose children are these?
Whose children are these, he asked.
Jacob answered, these are the children the Lord has been kind enough to give me.
Okay, give me your servant.
Then the two servants, women and their children came and bowed down to Esau.
You see, brother Jacob now. Go on.
Next,
Leah and her children came
and bowed down.
Finally,
Joseph and Rachel.
Joseph and Rachel came and bowed down.
So as Jacob, why did you send those eggs I made along the road? Master, Jacob answered, I sent them so they will be friendly to me. But brother, I already...
Esau now said what in verse 9?
But brother,
I already have... That tells you that Esau too was what?
Blessed.
Was blessed.
Keep them for yourself.
Though they said he will serve the younger, do you understand? Don't forget that he was also blessed. Jacob was trying to send cattle and all of that. Esau said, look, I have enough, it's plenty also with me. Do you understand?
Yes.
We are going somewhere. Are you with me?
Yes.
So you get back now to the 12 tribes. Now, in order to jump a little, once you get to the 12 tribes, God began to deal with a nation. You know, from Joseph going to Egypt. Now, let's go. Now, out of these 12 tribes of Israel, you have somebody unique there.
Joseph.
Let me test your Bible knowledge. Who gave birth to Joseph? Is Joseph a tribe?
No,
he's
a son.
No. Mention all the 12 tribes of Israel. Now we are doing Bible study. Now, are you following? Do you see like that? When we got here, he came here. Now, this tribe, this man Joseph, you understand what happened to him? Wherever he was, the blessing of God was on him. Is that not so? In the pit, the blessing was there. In Potiphar's house, the blessing was there. In the prison, the blessing was there. In the palace, the blessing was there. Because of him, all these ones came to Egypt.
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
When they came into Egypt, you know the issue of slave and all of that and all of that. And then they were to come out. And then from the tribe of... Now take note. From the tribe of Levi, Moses was born. Are you following me? His parent was from the tribe. From the tribe of Levi, Moses was born. Moses now took every other tribe out. Like you trace, now Judah is where Jesus was born. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, take note of something. When Moses was born, Moses took... Now, take note. All this time, God was dealing with... individuals. When it became a nation, they needed laws. They needed leaders. God now was dealing with a nation. And then through Moses, he gave laws. Are you getting me?
Yes.
We are still tracing the issue of money, blessing. Are you following me?
Yes.
You now find out that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, God gave them instruction. Open your Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Start from verse 1. You see, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. No, not good news. Not good news. I want NIV to read. Who is carrying NIV? King James. King James should read.
It shall come to pass.
If you
diligently obey the voice of the Lord.
If you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
To observe carefully all his commandments.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. To observe all his commandments.
Which I command you today. That the Lord your God will set you high above all nations.
Please take note now. God is talking to a nation. The Lord thy God will set you high above.
All nations.
Above.
All nations.
Above.
All nations.
Go on.
And all these blessings shall come upon you.
All these blessings.
Shall come upon you and overtake you.
Are you taking note of scriptures I'm calling? Go on.
Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Blessings will overtake you because you
obey.
Now the blessing of this nation was connected to what?
Obedience.
as far as their obedience. Go on.
Blessed shall you be in the city.
When you are in the city, blessed. Mm-hmm.
And blessed shall you be in the country.
In the country, blessed.
Blessed shall you shall be the fruit of your body.
If you give birth, the tithe is what?
Blessed.
Go on.
The produce of your ground.
The produce of your ground. That means if you start working on the ground and you are an agriculturist, what happened to that thing you are doing? Blessed. Go on.
And the increase of your herds.
That's your animals. Go on.
And the increase of your cattle and offspring of your flock.
Go on.
Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl.
Basket in the house of Israelite is what? Blessed. Go on.
Blessed shall you be when you come in.
When you are going out, blessed. When you are coming in, blessed.
The Lord will cause enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face.
Are you hearing something?
Yes.
Anybody that rises against you, Deuteronomy chapter 28, we are reading from verse 1. Any enemy that rises against you shall fall before thy face. Go on.
They shall come out against you one way. And
if they come out, listen, are you following me? Those are the reasons why you find out about God fighting for the children of Israelites. You hear of hailstone falling on their enemies. You hear of fire falling on their enemies. You hear their enemies hearing the sound of a great army and they are running away. God said, the blessing and the wealth of Israel is tied to what? According to God, what is the greatest nation that should be on the earth? U.S. or Israel?
Israel.
I will exalt you above. It's connected to who?
Abraham.
Are you following?
Yes.
Are you following? Read on.
The Lord will command the blessing.
So pause. Are you an Israelite?
No.
Are you an Israelite?
No.
Go on. Just go on. He's interesting.
The Lord will command the blessing on you.
The Lord will command. So what does an Israelite need to do? If he's a shoemaker, blessed. He will build house. Do you know why Adolf Hitler and the rest of people killed about 6 million Jews? They found out that when Jews were scattered that they were living, Jews will enter a country and they will start buying properties of the owner of the land. It was said that if a Jew is sweeping your streets, will be richer than those of you who are not sweeping. By discovery. A Jew doesn't, even if a Jew is fetching water, he will be blessed. He will multiply. It's tied to what? Because it is the Lord that commands, and even till today, we'll go to that history by history. They are not supposed to even have fruits at all by where they are now. But because of the covenant, the kind of fruits that still come from the land of Israel is amazing. In a desert land, you are finding fresh fruits. It's the blessing. How can six countries stand against Israel? And Israel, one tiny country, Israel defeated them in 6 days. The 6 day war. Egypt and Syria and co. Arab countries, they stood against one nation and that nation defeated them in 6 days. How? The blessing. Are you following me? That's why there's no war that can take Israel out. No. They can't find it. The blessing. Go on. So you find that God talking to them there. Deuteronomy, hope you know, Deuteronomy is the last book Moses wrote before he died. So he said, if you stay with the commandment, you are blessed. Go on.
The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand on. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you.
Go on.
If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God.
If you keep the commandment of the Lord your God.
And walk in his ways.
You walk in his ways.
Then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord.
You see? Go on.
And they shall be afraid of you.
They will be what?
Afraid of you.
Go on.
And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods.
plenty of goods.
In the fruit of your body.
You see the way it was going on, still mentioning the blessing. Go on.
In the increase of your livestock.
Increase of your livestock.
In the produce of your ground.
In the produce of your ground, of course, they are expected to walk. Go on.
In the land of which the Lord sought your father.
Go on.
To give you. The Lord will open up to you his good treasure.
The Lord will do what?
Open up to you
is good. What verse are you reading?
12.
Verse 12. Can I have another translation? Read verse 12.
He
will open his own storehouse. God, that storehouse. He will open it to you because of what? Obedience. Go on. Ricky, go on, please.
He will open to you his wonderful treasury of rain in the heavens to give you fine crops every season.
He will give you what?
Fine crops.
Fine crops, wonderful crops, healthy crops. Who is giving it?
The Lord.
Go on.
He will bless everything you do.
He will what? Bless everything you
do.
If the person is polishing shoe, he's blessed. So in Israel, it does not matter if you are doing a big job or you are a fisherman. No, doesn't matter. Just do something. God will not bless emptiness. Just do something. You are blessed. Are you seeing God's concept of blessing?
Yes, sir.
Now, we'll quickly jump to the curses verse.
Okay.
Verse 15. It shall come to pass. Look at your Bible now. Look at your own translation. Go on.
But it shall come to pass. If you don't obey the voice of
The voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments
and his statutes,
which I command you, I command you today,
that all these curses will come upon you.
These curses will come on you
and overtake you.
It will also what?
Overtake.
The way blessings will overtake you, those are the way curses will what? Overtake you. Go on.
Cursed shall you be in the city.
Cursed shall you. He now repeated all the things he has said. He now said you are cursed. So that's why. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now let's leave Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy,
Joshua.
After Deuteronomy, you find out that after Moses died, God raised Joshua. What was the work of Joshua? To possess the land. And what did Joshua tell them? If you will act the same thing. What did God say to Joshua? If this book of the law, if you meditate therein day and night, and observe all that is written therein, you will prosper and you will have good success. And Joshua went and told them the same thing. You find out that that went on. The land of Israel, you see them today, enjoying. Tomorrow when they disobey, slavery. The next they repent, enjoy. And then again, slavery. Get to brother Nehemiah, he rebuild the temple. And then they sin again, slavery. If you check through, and then God send them Isaiah, be careful, repent, we repent. We are not one to repent against slavery. Jeremiah came, repent. We are not repenting against slavery. Major prophet, minor prophet, till Malachi. Have we run through the Old Testament? Have we run through the Old Testament? So you find out that as God was doing something with Israel, I want you to be my people. I want you to be this. Don't forget, Ishmael have multiplied. Esau have multiplied. All other people have multiplied. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
When you now look at your Bible, you find out that, as far as God is concerned, you know there was a time. Who is the father of Egypt and Cush? It look like it spells like ham. Now you find out that there was a time Egypt was the world power. Yes. Now listen. The blessing is different from riches. The Bible says, when Israel was leaving Egypt, they plundered Egypt. They destroyed the economy of Egypt because all the gold of Egypt, all the wealth of Egypt, God asked the Israelites to collect it from the Egyptians. So Egyptians had money. In fact, there was a time civilization was there. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, when they wanted to kill him, where did he run to?
Egypt.
He came to Africa. Now, you remember the time of famine. Where did all of these people run to?
Egypt.
Oh, we can't trace Bible now. Let's just go on because we are tracing this. Now, you find out that Egypt was the center of civilization. In fact, technologies, mathematics, go and go back to the history of Egypt. You find out that the history of mathematics, things are traceable to them. Watching of stars, weather forecasts, all of these things that became real science today came from this place. They were advanced in civilization. They were the first set of people that started embalming dead people for about 1,000 years. And the dead person, you call them mummies.
Yes.
You call them mummies. Did I get the spelling?
No, why?
Is it why? No, it's not why.
It's
not. Please check it for me. Check it for me. Whether it's Y or Z, do you understand? Is it Y? Spell it for me. M
M M M U M M Y.
M M Y. Okay.
Sometimes used in medicine.
In medicine. Now, that thing, that technology that we now use to embalm now, these people were advanced. They had money. They had wealth, but they didn't carry the blessing. Are you following me? Are you following me? Now, we cannot trace people. Maybe the reason why my family is poor. Maybe I'm traceable to. Don't start stressing yourself. Because if you want to start stressing yourself, it's a problem. But understand that Africans, no matter our wealth, we don't carry the blessing. Now, take note of this. I have not concluded that statement. Hope you know I didn't conclude that statement. Now, you go on like that. God began to deal with Israel as a nation. He sent prophet. But please, the wealth and economy of Israel is tied to what? It's tied to what? Obedience. All other nations were, because, for example, let's cross a little bit. When God was dealing with them as a nation, some things now happen. Take, for instance, Esther. Hope you know it's one of the disobedience that took them to the land of slavery, and then they wanted the king. Vashti was refused. Esther was brought about. She became a queen. Mordecai was like his daddy. And before you notice it, they want to kill all the Jews. Why? Because Jews were multiplying still in that land. And Haman said, we have to kill them. Why are they filling all the land? Because wherever Jews are found, they will start multiplying. Their God is in their midst. Brother Daniel got to a land, they became vice presidents. It's the blessing. Imagine them enrolling in a school, they will top everybody 10 times better. It's the blessing. Are you following me? That's why people like Daniel could sleep. The dream you dream, even though you didn't tell us, we can know it. It's the blessing. Plus their consecration. Tied to obedience. I will not defile myself. Once you don't disobey, you see, every Jew is special. Are you with me now? Are you following me? So you look at Esther. See how she became a queen over the rest of the fine, fine girls of the land. Imagine that there were beautiful girls in the land, but since Esther is a Jew, she must be picked. The blessing. You leave that, you cross over from the book of Esther, then you go to Solomon. Notable people. Are you following me now? You go to Solomon. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 1, look at 11 and 12. You know the story there. Let's go on. You know the story there. You find out that Solomon, David was his father. Do you understand? When, what's the name of that man? Saul. And then David. Hope you know it's still about the nation of Israel. And then Solomon just simply asked the Lord for wisdom to guide the people after the sacrifice. And what did God say? Let's just read it and just see something about God's perspective. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
God replied, Solomon, you could have asked me to make you rich or famous.
No, now the issue of 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, God said you could have asked me to make you famous. It means God makes people rich. We are tracing God's concept of blessing. Are you with me? God has capacity to make people rich. Go on. First Chronicles. Okay. So you see from 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, that God said to Solomon, I'm going to make you richer. So do you think God has poverty in his book?
No.
That even when you get to heaven, it's about poverty. Does God make people rich?
Yes.
Can he make people rich?
Yes.
What did he promise riches and wealth to Israel?
Yes.
He promised them because he blesses. God can bless. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Don't forget that I said there are other nations who are rich. They didn't carry the blessing. That means that if Sister Bose is of the tribe of, let's just say, whatever, not Israel, and then I am, let's say she's of the tribe of Israel, I am from Esau. It means I may have business and be doing well. Once we compare both of us, ours must be greater.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
God bless us. You see what he did with Solomon. So you go away from there, you go to a man like Job. In Job chapter 1, and see what the Bible says in verse 1 and verse 9. There was a man from the land of Uz. His name was, yes?
Job feared God for nothing.
Now, so you know the story there. Look at the response of Satan. And we are tracing something about God. Is that not so? Look at what Satan said. After God said, "Have you not considered my servant Job?" Look at what the devil said.
Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him?
Have you not what?
Put a hedge around him.
And his household.
And everything that he has. You have blessed the work of his hands.
You have what?
Blessed the work of
his. Even Satan can acknowledge blessing. There is a blessing Satan can touch. There is the riches Satan can touch. But Satan cannot touch a person that God has blessed, except by the permission of God. I repeat it. All these ones, Esau, Ishmael, and Co., their riches are touchable. All the lands of the enemy, the idol worshippers, their riches are touchable. By who?
By Satan.
It can be manipulated. By who? By who? By Satan. Are you following me?
Yes.
But when it comes to people like Job, people that God has blessed, if Satan will touch that blessing, whose permission must be given? So you see that somebody can be rich, but his riches cannot last. Are you with me now?
Yes.
He can die, it can waste, the devil can manipulate it, it can be collected, it can be snatched away. It's not connected to the blessing. Do you get me? It's not connected to the blessing. All others can be rich, because you know when we're reading from Genesis chapter 10, we talk about those who live in the maritime field, and then people who are hunters, people who have jobs. And when we get to laws and principles of riches on the earth, you will understand better. Are you following me? This is really a study. Are you with me now? So you find out that Satan said, "Job doesn't fear you for nothing. You have built a hedge." So some people's riches are protected by God himself, while others are not protected. What did you tell us today? The yuppie boy, Abby, what's his name? The whatever hush puppy, what have they caught him? Have they caught him?
Yes.
EFCC has arrested him. Now, you find out that the kind of blessing that God gives you is not the type EFCC, because it will be a true blessing. Many people that you claim were rich, they are deceivers. They lied. They manipulated their way. Don't see any every rich man and envy them. No. Are you following me?
Yes.
Many people you call richest people don't pay their tax. They don't obey the laws. They are liars. They cheated. Don't let us go into all of those fraud and all of that. That make people rich today. Are you with me now? So look at the devil. So Satan also can acknowledge blessing. So I can say that when this, I'm trying not to jump the gun. When you are truly blessed of the Lord, let me use that for now, because I'm going to correct some of those statements in further teachings. When you are truly blessed by God, Satan can just walk by and will not touch it. So there's no such thing as, Lord, go ahead, me. Please. This is Satan confessing that you have put a hedge around him. So when you begin to walk in the blessing, in the glory, Satan can't touch it. Except God say, go and touch it. Or unless your iniquity. Because if that breaketh the edge, the serpent will bite. So there's no something like Agbano wonu womi holy walk, because there is a what? Edge. Are we together?
Yes.
So this is the kind of blessing God gave Abraham that Lucifer can't touch. You can't touch this thing, oh, come near it. So and Satan said, well, you know, and then what was their discussion? And God said, it's all right. Go and touch everything that man has, but don't touch the man himself.
Permission was given.
Don't ask me why was he given. Don't ask me that. So we now saw Job came down to a beggar. He lost everything in one day. Yet he did not abuse God. And at the end, in the book of Job, chapter 42 and verse 10, what did you see? Quickly. And the Lord restored. The losses of Job. When he prayed for his friends,
indeed the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
The Lord gave Job twice. So again, what have we established? The Lord blesses. Now please, it looks like we are saying stories, but can you clearly see God blesses?
Yes.
I say, are you following me?
Yes.
So are you associating God and poverty?
Sure.
Eh? God truly blesses. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now if you move from there, there are now some things we see in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is the book of the preacher. There are things we see there. I just want you to see God's understanding and God's concept of the blessing. And then can we just move on? Can we move on? Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19. Another person should open to Proverbs chapter 18 verse 11. Another person, Bose, open to Proverbs 18:11, and Mary, Proverbs 13:11, Joseph, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 15, and Rachel, open to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19. Now have you seen Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Every man also to whom God has given
riches. Every man also to whom God has given riches
and wealth.
And
has given him power to eat thereof.
And has given him power to eat thereof. Let's pause there. What do you see? Every man. What? Are you in Ecclesiastes?
Yes.
Reading.
Suppose you are very rich and able to enjoy everything in the world.
Okay. That is gone.
Then go ahead and enjoy what you have.
Okay. I love the way King James put it. Every man that God has given. God is the one. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you see that God allows. So you see from the concept of Old Testament, God blesses. Yes or no?
Yes.
I said yes or no?
Yes.
That is the idea in the Old Testament. It is tied to obedience. It is traceable. Don't forget, other nations could be rich, but only one nation carried the blessing. It is from that nation our Lord Jesus Christ came out from. Jesus Christ would not have come out from the tribe of Esau. Jesus Christ would not have come out from the tribe of Ishmael. Because the blessing that was upon Abraham is actually Jesus. Who established it? You see, are you following? So you find out that this is the word of God. So when you now come to the place of money, I'm looking for money. Now, it tells you that all of us in Nigeria, in Africa, we are in one way or the other traceable to all these brethren. Yes or no?
Yes.
But we are not directly traceable to who? To the Israelites. Please, don't forget this. Abraham was the one that gave birth to Israelites. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But Ham is the father of what? Africa. So we are not traceable here. That's why we are called Gentiles. We are not Jews. Are you with me?
Yes.
Every other person not connected to this line is Gentiles. They are Gentiles. Are you with me? I said, are you with me?
Yes.
Now, we go away from that. Yes, we Proverbs 18:11.
Wealth gained by dishonesty will be dismissed.
Now, there are quite some instructions. We'll go back there. Proverbs 18:11.
The rich man's wealth is in a strong city.
Read it again.
The rich man's wealth is
the wealth of the rich man.
The rich man's wealth is strong city. Let's have that.
The wealth of the rich is their fortified city.
Did you see that? The wealth of the rich is like their fortified city. Yes?
They imagine it a wall too high to scale.
Uh-huh.
Before a downfall, it has to all take. But humility comes before honor.
Okay. Can I have another? That's your King James.
The rich man's wealth is in strong city, and like a high wall in his own estate.
That's all.
Yes.
Aha. So they said here that look at rich man's wealth is like a strong city for him. Look at Proverbs 13:11.
It says, wealth gained by dishonesty.
Wealth gained by dishonesty
will be dismissed.
Will be what?
Diminished.
So, do you see this? Wealth gained by dishonest means will what? Diminish. Go on.
But he who gather by labor will increase.
That's a little digression. So, you can be wealthy by dishonest means. Is that not so?
Yes.
So, the man you saw, Joseph, that did Yahoo boy, that's your friend. That wanted to introduce you to Yahoo. How much did you see in his account? 61 million. How old is he? Is he up to 30? As at then, he's just 31 now. So as at this time you are talking about, he should be around 20 something. And he already has 61 million. The day he wanted to introduce, when did you want to start the Yahoo on Monday? Your phone got missing on Sunday. He's not even called. He's not calling. Yahoo boy is not calling. Hallelujah. So this man of God that you are seeing, that is dishing out scriptures and saying God's word is powerful. He was once going the pathway of error. It's not funny. Amen. You see that there is a system of error in the world that promises you wealth, but it's dishonesty. And the Bible already said it rewards. So you see some of your people, you see them, the richest black woman on the earth, the richest Kenneka, you are seeing them on TV. You are seeing them everywhere. They seem to have the latest cars. They seem to have the latest clothes. They have the new trends going on. Bible says that even that wealth shall diminish. It's the word of God. So you see somebody who is a Yahoo. He drives past Toyota Corolla. You know, sometimes you are not careful. You'll be looking at that person for 5 minutes. Even you. You'll just look like this and be looking. And the question is, what are you looking? If not that there's something in your own mind also. I does not understand the biblical understanding of wealth. You see a young lady driving a jeep. Because you think that he's young like you. Don't joke with this time, please. It's not funny. Because if you don't understand the blessing, you'll be carried away by mere riches. So we're saying. If you understand the blessing, you'll be carried away by mere riches. And I put the word mere. It will diminish. That's what we're telling you. Don't kill yourself. Don't forget yesterday, it is the old man that looks for money. It's the old man. So, you see the Bible says, this is the teaching of the Old Testament. It says, wealth gotten. Do you know some of our mothers? So, are you following me now? Some of our mothers, some of our fathers, they are lying to get money, even to train us. No wonder somebody will be going for 7 days revival. Can they be truly blessed? You are selling a lubo or gari. The Congo is 250. You bought it for 250. You say you bought it for 300. Now 50 naira is a dishonest riches. Can cancel your 7 days fasting. So you see a church that is not teaching the debt of the old man, teaching people to pray, and people are saying, this year, Oreo Gigi, there's nothing like that. It will not happen. Please listen to me. Don't miss this understanding. It's not funny. These are pains in the heart of God. How many of our mothers are selling pepper, but they are lying? And they are lying on 50 naira, 20 naira, 35 naira. And they call the name of God. Thank you, my dear wife. They now put him up. To God who made me. Now, you have carried double curse on your head. The first one is that wealth gotten in dishonest means. Second is that shall not call the name of the Lord in vain. So the 2 pounds on you, no revival service can remove it. There's no prophet in town that can take that away. Let him come from the mountain of Everest. And he has just finished praying for 30 days. And come and release utterance on you. By the 2 standards of that scripture, that thing can work.
Okay.
A pastor too, that gets wealth by dishonest means, that pastor can prosper. His wealth shall diminish. If I'm holding Mike, this thing is that God told me, he asked me a question, what are you preaching for? You need to ask yourself that question, even as a minister of the gospel. What am I preaching for? If I don't eat for 7 days, will I remain a preacher? Those are the questions I answered before I accepted to be a missionary evangelist. Because some of you think that to be called by God is to just be, to just have money. It's not true. So you need to understand that the Bible is clear. Wealth, and I want to tell you, I said this boldly under the Spirit of God. Most, if not all, I'm careful, most, if not all, of all the people that are rich in the world has at least 10% of dishonesty. I'm saying that to you clearly. At least, you know, I'm careful, I say most, if not all, of the people you call rich have at least 10% of dishonesty. And you know, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that you even gave money to help the poor, it's not a reason to say God likes it. God checks the motive behind giving. You can give for the sake of self, just to be recognized. So foundation give.
Or to even renew your wealth.
I won't mention his name now, in case this message may be heard somewhere here. He donated $100 million to end racism. To donate to foundation to end racism. You know, if you were in that kind of meeting and you see him come out, he's a man with 2 earrings. And he said, myself and my foundation, we donate for anyway. You know, if you have $100 million, that's something you would say, hey, that's money, old wah. Hey, that's $100 million, not naira, but dollars. Something in you will quickly wake up. But you don't know that as he called that figure, heaven may just see dishonesty. That this is wrong. And the Bible says it will diminish. Ritualists, do they last?
No.
So, excuse me. You see, I used to do this before, but God has now changed me. Before, you know, when you see somebody passing by, don't quickly say, ha, Oluwa de mi no lola, make me wealthy. Do you know what is sitting upon in that car? We will go and balance this thing later. Amen. We are dealing with, well, take away from your mind the go-e-ko-e-ko-e of money. Get it away. Go away from there. That's why I love my master. When he chose 12 disciples, he didn't go and choose the rich people of the land. He had a reason. He had a reason. So before we cross to the teaching on in the New Testament, you can see that, be careful. Especially, you know, these are things that have happened to me before. God is still dealing with my heart, and he has helped me now. Amen. Do you know that? If my wife can remember, we saw the wealthy men of the Arab world. That video. It's funny. You, if you are not careful, your heart may want to be shifting from the Lord. You see people just buy cars, but they are not riding it. Do you understand the rich man's heart? He will just buy it. If he's wearing white clothes, there's a white car. Blue clothes, there's a blue car. Just buy it. Some people have what they call, there was one of them, exhibition of cars. It's not as if he's riding it, though. Just so that when you come, you can see cars. Some cars like boats. So, they call it invention. You see, be careful at when your mind sees rich people. You need to have a balance. Hope you know, Brother Abraham was, he already had material things before God said he was going to bless him. So from today, don't let us see you. You know, some of you will write, I will not write short. When you know some of your friends that just got a new car on Facebook and you say, see what the Lord has done. Do you know, I don't quickly say congratulations. Because I may be helping a man to approve his life of iniquity unconsciously. I don't quickly see a brother I don't know. Maybe I've met for long. Got a new house and he just stood before the house and did like this. Where? I won't quickly write in the Facebook account, the Lord has done your own. No, I won't quickly write like that. You know why I will not write like that? I'm not sure how he got it. Listen to this. I remember a sister came and gave testimony in our church. Hear the testimony. It's funny, but it's painful too. And that's what people call testimony. Help me thank the Lord as I was writing that exam. I did not beg them to give me expo. I did not. I just sat down. They just brought it. I'm telling you. And I really did not know it. I see my God. They just brought it to me. Excuse me, is that testimony? Somebody is calling iniquity testimony. And she was really excited that the Lord brought it. Thank God for our leader. They called and said, please don't come to this church. Please be sent a testimony. You know, in ignorance, she can go home and go and kneel down and say, Lord, how faithful are you? How faithful you are. Me obey Lord when he can walk away for me. Do you know some people also are standing in front of our churches after they have gone to lie? They will ask pastor to dedicate the car. I know some families that they constantly lie. I know some people who lie to get what they have. But they are paying tithes. How can you pay tithes from a place of lie? Stolen money. Imagine a nurse who regularly does abortion for people but pays tithe. I remember the instance of this family. What they sell is alcohol. Serious one. And they are officials in the church. I remember a man came one time to buy alcohol. I used to visit the children of that family, they are my friends. And I've been telling them, tell your people to stop this alcohol. The children tried. You know, this is a dicey one. Imagine your father and mother, they sell alcohol. And that's what they are using to send you to school. You see what it means to be a Christian? Because each time these my friends go back and say, this is not good. We are children of God. The mother will say, from where do you think I pay your last time school fees? So if they give you school fees, will you collect that kind of school fees? Don't quickly say no. I'm collecting. I stand for the Lord. Listen to this. It may look funny, but what's the standard of the Bible? Such money is gotten from dishonesty. When they ask you to go and buy fish in the night, they say, we do. You will see them from somebody that just bought hot. Hot one. And all the leaves is black. It's the money he brought, 500 naira. They'll say, Oya Loreja. He said, go and buy fish. The children were crying. They will say, Brother Benga, what should we do? They talk for years, they were fighting their mother. And this person is a loving woman. Oh, she's not a bad woman. It's just that sometimes ignorance and the spirit of money. So I saw a man came to buy horse, and he said, and as he came, he just said, "We thank God." He said, "What I've said, give me this drink. I want to celebrate God." Ah, you want to celebrate God? He said, "They just made me a deacon." Yes. They made him an official in the church, and he came to celebrate it. Now you see how people, amen. There are many like that who stand on our pulpit giving fake testimonies. There are many like that who pay tithes from dishonest means. Now, so even as a missionary evangelist, I'm not too giri to go and ask people for support. Yes. If I say rebuke in my spirit, I stop the right minute. When I hear the Lord say, "What are you doing here?" Okay, come, but question and answer from the Holy Spirit. I'm saying, I will change the topic. God is my witness. Normally, I should be outgoing for support. Not my normal self. Outgoing to church. But sometimes when I'm going and pray, the Lord says, "Stop it, son." Yes, sir. No, don't even ask again. Because if that, the Lord said to me, if his money should enter my work, that work will go down. So that's why I constantly ask, any wrong money, open my eyes to see it. I don't want. I prefer to be drinking Gary than carry somebody's money into God's work that he got through dishonesty. I don't want it. I don't want it. God forbid that they use a child to do ritual and they brought a tithe to our ministry. God forbid. Everybody say God forbid.
God forbid.
Imagine if I am not dead to money, I will have collected before I pray. And any pastor receive offering without praying. It's not every gift that comes to you that you should be willing to accept. Oh, you are not with me now. You are not with me now. Somebody just call you and say, "Blessing, I want to bless you." Don't just quickly say, "Amen." Go to God and say, "Lord, I met a man." Are you with me now? I met a man. This man said he wants to help me. Baba, if it's not your will, scatter it. Let God see that your heart is not clinging to money. You know, there are some people when just say, "What are you doing? I didn't know this thing about you now. And your parents would have told me. And they should have told me now. Lowan suffer by. It's all right. Can you time by? He said it's 8 p.m. If it's 9:30, just call me. Just call me. Because you can call me by phone now. I know your daddy now. You should have called me. This is my number." Don't quickly say, "Sir, thank you, sir. Hey, thank you, sir." Hey, don't quickly be thank you, sir, and be dancing. Mm-mm. The man goes, "Where will your heart be from that time?" 9:30. Your heart will be in 9:30. You'll be there, please. Olore Emide. Allah, no meeting Sokale. No. You should first go to who? God. "Lord, if this is not in your counsel, I don't know that man's money. If it's not you, Lord, scatter it, Lord." That's why we say, consciously and unconsciously, guide me, O God. You know, if they are not careful, you know, that's how it's a terrible one. One lady like that we know, she couldn't eventually submit herself to discipleship. You know, it was a terrible one. She had problem with her school fees. And just what I've said, the pastor just that knew this, I said, "Why are you suffering like this?" So they've not paid your school fees. Kilo Shele, they will not leave you like this. This should not be. Just call me. I said, "Thank you, sir. I'm so grateful, sir," and all of that. And then the pastor called, "Come and meet me in so place in Ekiti." He's a man of God, they know him. Cut long story short, he took this sister to an hotel and defiled her and gave her no dime. That was the shocking part. The lady told me, he said, after I asked her, I said, "Daddy, okay, what about the school fees?" Say, "Which school fees?" The question is, why will a man promise you school fees just like that, 100,000, and you will not go to God? You see, let me tell you something. When we see the way you act, when you see money, it shows who is your God. If I promise you 100,000, even me, go and pray. Don't quickly say thank God for daddy. Go and pray. Lord, if that money is not your cancer, scatter it. You know there are some money you will get that will not build faith in you. He may even be coming from the right source. But I say, Holy Spirit, even this gift I'm getting. You see, this kind of teachings we are teaching you now. I know some people will say, and you can go on with your own life. But the Bible makes us to understand. Those of us who are of the Spirit, we don't jump at opportunities. We are not led by opportunities. We are led by the Spirit of God. So you are saying, oh God, thank you for this man, but Lord, if it's not your cancer, let it scatter. Whatever God cannot give me, may I never be given. Wherever God cannot take me, may I never get there. Whatever God cannot provide for me, may I never have it. I don't want it. Any project that my Father in heaven will not sponsor, I will not embark on it. The journey will not go with me. I don't want to embark on that journey. This is where we are going to stop. I want you to sit down and look deeply within yourself again. Am I ready to wait on the blessing of God? The blessing of God. Now, this is what takes us into the New Testament, and we'll now trace that the blessing that God promised Abraham is Jesus. Let us pray.